Hi. Good morning, everybody. So as I was saying, there are many traditions in religion. Some are easy to pass over, and some carry with them so much wisdom that we would do well to imitate them. Today, we want to introduce you to a centuries-old practice called fixed-hour prayer. The idea is that we would stop at certain intervals throughout the day, that we would pause from all the busyness of a typical day to acknowledge God as our sustainer, to call upon his name and rest in his might. You might remember that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den for praying at multiple intervals throughout the day. This can be done as many as a few or as many as is practical for you. And the last thing we want to do, though, is to make another law for you to follow. If the idea is new to you, we have some resources in the church app that might help you get started. There are also some prayer apps you can download that prompt you with notifications at times you select to pray every day. Since we're only gathered here for a limited time, the only way to illustrate this kind of prayer is to pack all of them into this hour. We're going to give you guys a workout today with seven prayers to actively participate in. Just remember, these would typically be spaced out throughout your waking hours. Let's get started with our first prayer. God, we are urged by Paul to present our bodies to you as living sacrifices. So this morning, we pause our forward momentum to pray and to listen. If you'd please pray the prayer on the screen silently in your heart as I read it. With my whole heart, I offer my Sunday morning to you, God. May my worship be true, holy, and pleasing to you. Now, let's read this aloud as a corporate body gathered together. With whole hearts, we offer our Sunday morning gathering to you, God. May our worship be true, holy, and pleasing to you. Amen.
We're going to pause here for our second prayer in our fixed hour series. As soon as it's on the screen, I'll ask you to pray it silently in your hearts as I read aloud. I will thank you, Lord, for your righteousness. I will sing about your name, the Lord Most High. Now again, let's pray this out loud as a landmark body of Christ. We will thank you, Lord, for your righteousness. We will sing about your name, the Lord Most High.
Good morning. Have a seat, please. Our third prayer is our confession time, and it's on the screen. And if you would, please read it to yourselves a couple of times. And then go to your Lord, our Lord, in confession of your sins. Done. We have words of insurance, of assurance for you, not insurance. Well, insurance maybe, but assurance. And our assurance is on the screen as well. And if you would read this with me aloud, corporately as one body. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard our cries for mercy. He is our strength and shield. Our hearts trust him. And he helps us. Our hearts leap for joy, and with our song we praise him. You believe that? Do you want to praise your Lord this morning? Well, let's stand up and let's do that as in song.
Typically at this time in the service, one of our pastors will come up and pray a pastoral prayer over us. And today, before that takes place, I would like you to join me in praying the prayer. The pastoral prayer in reverse is what I'm calling it today. For them, it's on the screen. So read aloud with me. God, we pray for our pastors that they would never boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. May peace come to them as they follow your standard of mercy. Amen.
You can be seated. Let's go to our Lord together in prayer once again. Bow with me. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Lord God, we humbly come before you, agreeing with the scripture, the Lord reigns. You reign and we do not. Lord, you are good, and your steadfast love endures forever. Your word tells us to give thanks to you because of these things. So, Lord, we give you thanks because you are so good to us. Even though we're fickle, your love to us is steadfast. Lord, our worship isn't perfect, but we bring to you our hearts this morning and we pour them out to you. The oceans roar for you, the fields and everything in them praise you. Even the trees of the forests sing for joy before you. Father, may our hearts and lips not withhold the worship and honor due to you today. May our hearts roar for you today, and may we praise you fully. But your word tells us that the trees sing for joy before you because you come to judge the earth. Father, may we be comforted by your judgment because we trust you and we trust that your judgments are just. Lord God, we long for your goodness and we long for you to act against evil. But as we do so, it makes us mindful that we deserve your condemnation and your judgment. But because of Christ, we've instead received your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father, that the grace and mercy that you give can't be earned because Jesus paid it all and earned it for us. Thank you that there's nothing that we can do to make you love us less. And there's nothing that we can do to make you love us more than you already do. We're so thankful that we can't change your love for us. So, Lord, we're thankful because you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. And for this reason, we can have confidence in knowing that you are faithful to us in spite of ourselves. And that even when we turn our backs on you, you chase after us. And your faithfulness isn't just what you do, it's who you are. Father, during the rest of our time together this morning, I ask that you would give us focus. Help us to set aside our regular concerns of daily life so that we might be fully present in this moment. Equip Brandon to preach your word with your power and your conviction and with your heart. May we set aside any distractions or concerns that we've carried in with us this morning so that we can listen and we can be changed. Conform us to the likeness of your Son, Jesus. We pray all these things in his name. Amen.
Please be seated. In our next of our hourly prayer, I'm going to ask that you go ahead and read this along with me. Father, as we have called to remembrance the body of Christ, we also acknowledge that you are the one who provides all we need. The physical food needed to survive and the spiritual needs, nourishment we need to keep taking next steps in relationship with you. Amen. This holy meal being offered to us this morning was given to us as a sign and a seal. In other words, it's an affirmation that we are a part of God's family by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This doesn't mean we lack doubts, struggles, or failures. This table recognizes that we are broken, but also that Christ was broken for us. God says you should not eat this meal until you just trust Jesus alone for salvation. But all who repent and believe are invited to this sacred meal, not because you are worthy in yourself, but because you are clothed in Christ's perfect righteousness. The Bible says, As the disciples were eating, Jesus took the bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood in the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he returns." Believers, when you're ready, please come forward.
Our last prayer is our prayer of benediction. Let us go forth into the world in peace and dedicated to your service, O Lord. Let us hold fast to that which is good. Render to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the needy and the afflicted, and honor all people. Let us love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of his Spirit. Amen. And may God's peace be with you.